Welcome back to the People and Why I Love Dogs podcast. Let's get into today's episode. Happy Thursday. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm your host, Renee, and this week's episode is going to be a little bit different than the ones that I usually do. This is kind of a personal story that just happened last week, so get ready for it. If this is your first time ever listening, welcome. Thank you so much for choosing this episode to listen to. I started up the People and Why I Love Dogs podcast because my great-grandma always said that if she ever wrote a book, she would call it People. And why I love dogs, because there's people in the world, but also there are dogs, and dogs are great. So I decided to do a modern twist on her book idea and do a podcast. So if there's a dog in your life that's changed your life, whether you had it growing up, you currently have it, or it's one that you'll never forget, I want to hear their story. You can write in to us at whyilovedogspodcast@gmail.com, or you can follow us over on Instagram and Facebook at whyilovedogspodcast. Before I get into my story that I want to tell, I want to talk about all of the beagles that have been saved within the last week, 2 weeks. 4,000 former research beagles were moved from a Virginia facility, and they're trying to find shelters and like forever homes for them. You can adopt one if you'd like, if you live in like the area, or you can travel to go get it. I am a big beagle fan. My entire family loves beagles, and they have a special place in my heart. And it's always sad to, you know, find out that beagles are in these laboratories and they're getting tested on, and it makes me so sad to think about. So I'm so glad that 4,000 beagles were saved and they are up for adoption. If you have wanted to have a rescue beagle, you can reach out and fill out an application and see if you are chosen for it. As of last week, the Humane Society of the United States had 60 days to take all the beagles out of the facility. So if you think about it, 4,000 dogs, that's a lot of dogs. That might be more than like my local shelter gets a year. So it will take time. It will take, you know, patience and a lot of effort from all these incredible people. If you are listening and you are part of the effort to get these beagles homes, thank you so much. It's amazing what these people are going through to help these dogs. So it's something I would love to do one day if it's in the cards for me. But if you would like to adopt one of the beagles or get more information, one of the ways you can do it is go to the Humane Society website. The dogs are going to be distributed to affiliated shelters and rescue partners, and maybe one of them is in your area and you can be able to get one of the dogs. There's 350 different organizations that they partner with. So that's going to be 350 different places that these dogs, these 4,000 beagles, could potentially be sent to. As of July 13th, the website says, "We're busy coordinating the transport of these dogs. We'll update the list of partners throughout the next 2 months and encourage you to check this page often. Please note that while some dogs may travel to the West Coast, the majority will be placed with East Coast and Midwest partners. As of right now, Homeward Trails in Virginia, Kindness Ranch Animal Sanctuary in Wyoming, Massachusetts SPCA, the Northeast Animal Shelter in Massachusetts, and Priceless Pets in California are on the list of shelters that will be getting some of those dogs. So if you are in those areas, make sure to check it out, or just keep checking out the Humane Society of the United States website for more information. Okay, on to my wild story from last week. So I usually try to record the new podcast episode for Thursdays between Sunday and Tuesday. That's like my goal. Sometimes I don't make it. Last week, obviously, I didn't post an episode. But that's because Tuesday night, my husband gets home from work. We eat dinner. We're sitting around. And I jokingly ask him, I'm like, hey, can we get another dog? Like, three dogs. That's not that much. Three dogs and a three-year-old toddler. Like, that's not that much. It'll keep me busy. You know, sometimes I get bored around here. Let's get another dog. To which he responded with, well, we can't do that. Because if we get a third dog, then you're going to say that you want a fourth dog. And then if we get a fourth dog, you're going to want a fifth dog. And so on. And I was like, haha, yeah, whatever. We don't need a third dog. I was just joking. So then I suggest, hey, can we go for a walk? Like, let's take the dogs for a walk. Let's take our toddler for a walk. We load everyone up. We get the collars, the leashes on, everything. We make it roughly halfway around the corner of my house. Like, there's two houses on my street. And we made it around one corner and maybe two houses down. Our dogs go to the bathroom. So, you know, we stop, we're picking it up, we're doing what we need to do as dog owners, and they're doing what they need to do as dogs. And suddenly I turn around and there's two dogs right next to our dogs. And I'm like, whoa, where did you come from? Like, this is wild. They're two golden doodles. Golden doodles don't just get lost. Like, they for sure have a home. So we go up to the house that we were directly in front of because we're like, okay, maybe they came out of the yard, whatever. The guy comes outside. He's like, no, I've never seen these dogs. I'm like, well, neither have we. And we lived in this neighborhood for 3 years. So whose dogs are these? Where did they come from? How long have they been outside? Like, let's figure this out. So we go to some more houses. No one recognizes these dogs. Also, at this time, no one's out looking for the dogs. So we're like, okay, it's hot. Let's take the dogs to our house. They're getting along with our two dogs, Barkley and Tater. So, like, it's not a big deal. We'll take them back to our house. We're going to post on our local Lost Dogs Facebook group. We're going to let people know, hey, we found these dogs. I downloaded the Nextdoor app just to see if, you know, maybe anyone in the area had lost them. We didn't get any information. So one of the people from the Lost Dog Facebook group came over because she has one of those microchip scanners, and it came up that they had microchips, but they weren't registered. And it came up with like 9 different things for each dog that they could have been associated with and registered to. So she was like, listen, I have to call each individual place that pops up on my scanner. If you're okay with it, you know, you can hang on to them. And then once I find something out and I get, you know, an address, a phone number, I will message you and let you know on Facebook. And I'm like, great. You know, they're getting along with our dogs. Our toddler likes them. Absolutely. Go ahead. We'll keep them in the meantime until, you know, something happens. So she then messaged me on Facebook and she had let me know that she talked to our local animal care and control center. The chip that was scanned is typically a breeder's chip and they hardly ever give information out. So as of 6 o'clock that night, no one had reported them missing. So it was just a waiting game. And in the meantime, that's when I had downloaded the Nextdoor app and, you know, I'm trying to get information and everything. And I was like, okay, so I'm okay holding on to them, but like, what do I do in the meantime? Like, what all do I have to do? And she was like, if they haven't been found, call animal care and control in the morning and file a found report. And then she gave me the microchip numbers because I would have to give those, you know, to let them know if they get them in and they scan them and they're like, oh, these are the missing dogs that, you know, someone found. She then said that at the time I can tell them that I'm going to hang on to them until the owner's found. Animal care and control here requires finders to hang on to them for 30 days. But if, you know, something happens that I can't, then just call animal care and control and I can turn them in. After 30 days, they would have legally became ours if no one had came forward and said, hey, those are my dogs, or if, you know, the microchip wasn't traced back to anyone. So I was like, okay, you know, I don't want them to end up in a shelter. They're getting along at my house with my dogs, you know, my child. We like them. It's fine. They can stay as long as they need to. So in the meantime of having these extra two dogs at our house, 4 dogs and a toddler, it was toddler's bedtime. He went to bed. My husband's sitting on the couch and I had let all 4 dogs out and he's like, I don't think I could do 4 dogs. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Like, hopefully we find their owners. Because if we don't, in 30 days, they're ours. And I let the dogs back in. And both of these 2 new dogs, they cuddled right up to him on the couch. And I could slowly see my husband falling in love with these 2 dogs. So I'm like, this would be a genius plan if I had planned this out, to have these 2 random dogs run up to us and secretly they're ours. They weren't. That would have been a genius plan though, because I know that he fell in love with these dogs. In fact, the other day we went for another walk around the neighborhood and he was staring in their backyard the entire time, hoping to catch a glimpse of them. So I think if I ever decide to bring home a 3rd dog, I'm in the clear. He's not going to be mad about it. But it gets later in the night and I'm like, okay, they're going to sleep over here. I don't know if they're crate trained. I don't know anything. We let our dog sleep in bed with us. So I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to watch Stranger Things in bed and just kind of see what the dogs do. They both come up and they're cuddling on the bed. They're sleeping with my dogs. Like, they're all just hanging out. They're coexisting at this point and they all seem like best friends. It gets to be like 10:15-ish at night and our doorbell rings. And I was like, okay, this has to be the owner. Like, this has to be someone being like, hey, these are our dogs. So I quickly get on my Facebook Messenger, and the Lost Dogs Facebook group had messaged me, and they were like, hey, we found the owner. I told her it might be too late to come get them. I gave her her address, you know, all of that. It turns out it's literally our brand new neighbors that are like catty corner to us a couple houses down. So she comes over and she's like, I think you have my dogs. And obviously we didn't know the dogs' names or anything. They didn't have collars on, nothing. So we were calling them, I'm a big Harry Styles fan, and my husband is a big Taylor Swift fan. So we named them Styles and Swift, even though they were both boys, but it's fine. So it turns out their real names are Oliver and Jasper. But when I tell you that these dogs were so good, they were so sweet, they know how to sit, like they were potty trained, they knew everything. So I knew that there was a family that was going to be missing them, and I'm so glad that they were reunited with them. And their owner that came over and was like, hey, you have my dogs. She let me know that we can do doggy play dates with them and they can come and hang out, or our dogs can go over there and hang out. So it's nice that our dogs made some new friends. And ultimately, I'm just glad that they were reunited with their owners. It turns out that they had, you know, just moved across country and they hadn't updated the microchip or anything. So she was literally doing that at home as soon as she figured out that they were lost. It turns out that they have a lawn service that comes and does their lawn, and they left the gate open. And if you work for a lawn service, close the gate, please. Please put the yard back the way you found it, except for the grass cut and the weeds whacked, please. I am so glad that Jasper and Oliver ended up getting to go back home. And as of right now, we still only have two dogs, Tater and Barkley, but I think that might change in the near future. But I know Jonathan's going to tell me, hey, we can either have another child or we can have another dog, because they're both the same amount of time and effort and patience. And I had the bright idea during lockdown with the pandemic to have, I think my son was either 7 or 8 months old at the time, and I got a puppy. That's Barkley. And, you know, maybe a baby and a puppy is not a great idea. So I know he would tell me it's either one or the other, but who knows? Maybe I'll be able to get a new dog out of him at some point. I hope this is the one episode he doesn't listen to. And I'm whispering because he's totally in the kitchen right now, and I don't know if he can hear me or not. But Jonathan, if you're listening, you're a great dog dad, and I think we should get another one. Okay, enough of me whispering. This is not an ASMR podcast. I just want to thank you for being patient with me. Last week obviously was a hectic one, but I'm so glad to be able to tell the story of how we got two extra dogs for 4 hours. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I will have a new one for you next week. In the meantime, if you want to send me over a story about a dog that you love, you can tell me all about them, all of their troubles they've gone through, what makes them the best, all of that at whyilovedogspodcast@gmail.com or over on Facebook and Instagram at whyilovedogspodcast. Also, while you're waiting for a new episode next Thursday, make sure you head on over to the Humane Society of the United States website so you can get more information on how to adopt one of the 4,000 Virginia Beagles who were rescued from testing facilities. I'm Renee, and this is the People and Why I Love Dogs podcast. See you next week. Bye! The People and Why I Love Dogs podcast is all about the dogs in your life that have changed your life for the better. There are people in the world, but also there are dogs. I believe every dog has a story, and I want to be able to tell it. If you want a podcast episode dedicated to the special dog in your life, send us an email at whyilovedogspodcast@gmail.com. Follow us over on Instagram at whyilovedogspodcast or on Facebook at whyilovedogspodcast. I'm looking forward to hearing about the incredible dog in your life. I'm Renee, and this is People and Why I Love Dogs.